Thank God that ain't my problem. I don't have to worry about tractor breaking down. Now I'm praying it gets healed, because if not, I might be out there with a weed eater. But you have a voice. You have a voice. You have a voice this morning. You came equipped this morning, ready for battle with a voice. Your voice this morning could encourage somebody or discourage somebody. Your voice this morning could pick somebody up or push somebody down. Your voice this morning could make someone smile. Look at you smiling. Look at you smiling. Or it can make you fight. Fight. Come on. Bring it on. Step. We don't need to step outside. Voice, your action. People feel it. They don't just hear it, they feel it. They see it. They hear it. Your voice matters. Say it with me. My voice matters. Say it again. My voice matters. We've got to begin to focus on who Jesus truly is. My joy is full. I have found all I want and will ever need in Him. Hallelujah. The passing currents of restlessness and confusion and doubt and despair cannot touch the child of God, the man or woman who is sold out to making Jesus Christ and the presence, and they're obsessed with the presence of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hard times have no effects. Doesn't say you're not going to go through hard times, but hard times will not have the effect on you when you begin to get lost in praising God and worshiping God. And you begin to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise, laying down the spirit of heaviness. Why is it saying all of that? Why does it even mention that in there? Because they had problems just like you and I do. Because they went through stuff just like you. And they had Jesus walking around. And they still had stuff going on. Just because you have Jesus doesn't mean you're not going to go through issues and situations. But because you have Jesus, you can get through those situations and issues. And the joy of the Lord can still begin to shine through. And His love and His mercy and His peace and His understanding and His wisdom can begin to shine in your life. Your voice matters. Your voice matters this morning. By faith, you can find a place above it all. The world, the church, society, we don't need more big name this or big name that. Big name preachers or miracle workers or great orators. The real need is not for more pastors or teachers, nor is there a need for more founders of great charitable institutions. Those are all important. Those are all very important to the kingdom and to God and to society. The real need, though, is for humble, unheralded voices. The real need is for men and women of communities, for daddies and mamas of homes to open their mouth and begin to use their voice. The reason our children don't say yes, sir, and no, sir, anymore is because they don't hear it in the home. The reason there's no respect for authority anymore is because they're not taught to respect authority. And if the devil can come in and start on the foundation, which is the home, and begin to make mamas and daddies fight and have dysfunction in the family, that's all he has to do. Because everything else will topple. Daddies, when you stop praying with your children, shame on you. Mamas, when you stop weeping and travailing over your children, shame on you. Do you know the only reason I'm here is because my mom and dad, I caught them in the midnight hours. Lord, touch him. God, save him. God, protect him. Put a hedge about him. I heard that voice. And God was dealing with me. And God was working with me. And I was running as fast as I could run from the call of God. I did not want to be a preacher. Look at me now. here I am. And I'm humbled and honored and thankful that God had mercy and His grace and love was there for me. But it came from a voice. It starts in the home. You wouldn't want to know some of the things that your children's children's children have said with their little voices because of something they've heard at school, at home, in the mall. They're going to repeat what they see and hear. Voices. Say it with me. Your voice matters. Now say it to yourself. My voice matters. It matters. It matters. We need voices that will testify to a doubting world that Jesus is the answer. And He is enough to see you through any crisis. Jesus, He is the tower of strength. Jesus, He is your refuge. He is the culvert from the storm. He is the spring in a dry land. He is the well of Bethlehem springing up in the desert of your dry places. He is the giver of life. He is the power of all power. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the bright and morning star. He is God. He is looking. He is looking. He is looking for voices of men and women, young people who are not ashamed of Him. Somebody that will stand and begin to worship Him in spirit and in truth in their life. God needs voices that will stand up in the midst of all the rage and confusions and temptations that are about us. God is faithful. He is faithful. Hear me this morning. If you don't hear anything else, God is faithful. The Lord is going to see you through triumphantly. You're going to make it. In sorrow, He is comfort. In trouble, He is strong. There is a need for voices today who can look sickness and death in the face and proclaim, He is all He has said He is. He has proven His love for me in my darkest hour. He needs somebody to stand and say, He has been the strength to me in the time of weakness. He has been a friend to me when I had no friend. That's why the Bible says we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. That's what He shed for us. And the word of our testimony. Words are spoken with a voice. My voice matters. Your voice matters this morning. I think John had something to say to this generation. There is a need, a desperate need for somebody who will forsake all thoughts about doing great, important things just for self-serving appetites, but somebody who will stand for the kingdom of God and have a voice. Instead of giving up, just sitting by idly and quietly. You hear it every day. Well, you know, it ain't like it used to be. Well, it doesn't have to be like it used to be if you'd keep standing up and saying, hey, I'm a child of the King. Hey, I have rights here. Hey, I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. I'm going to live for God. Hey, it matters. You have a voice. We need voices standing and saying and proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord. The Bible says that one day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So confess means to speak out, to say, to one day every knee is going to voice, they're going to say, they're going to speak. They're going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I would much rather confess it willingly here and now and say, Jesus, you are Lord. I give you my heart, my life, my soul. I give you everything. Be a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Jesus Christ is Lord. All I'm trying to do here this morning is to get across to us today. You may never be a preacher behind a pulpit in front of a congregation. You may never be a solo singer up here singing to the glory of God. You may never be a musician playing an instrument. You may never be a teacher teaching students in the back. You may never be a great orator. You may never stand before the masses and proclaim your faith and love for Jesus. But every one of you, every one of you have a voice. Every one of us, with that voice, we speak. And we can speak life and of hope and of joy and of Jesus. Or we can speak of the bad, the negative, the downers in life. Your voice matters. Your voice matters. The high calling of God includes faithfulness in telling the gospel to everyone in our circle of friends. So no matter how great or small the people around you might be, or the people that hear you and your voice, we have an obligation to be a voice like John crying in the wilderness. John declared, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Jesus said he is the greatest born among women. God, give us a voice today. I wonder if you would just stand to your feet right where you are. All over this building. Voices. Voices. You have a voice. And I wonder if you would just open your mouth right now and let that voice come out and begin to ask Him, God, let my voice speak of good things. Let my voice speak of You. Lord, You said in James to pray for wisdom and understanding. God, give us wisdom and understanding that our stature could grow, that our influence can grow. Let our voice be heard this morning. Voices, oh God, not self-seekers, not self-proclaimers, but voices that are lifting up the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. God, we give You praise this morning. I wonder now if you just lift your hands up. Let's just begin to give Him praise. God, we give You praise. God, we give You glory. God, we give You honor. Lord, we thank You this morning with our voice for Your blessings and Your protection and Your goodness and Your mercies that are new every morning. We thank You, Lord, for our church. Every man, woman, and child, we give You praise. We give You glory. We give You honor. In the name of Jesus. You know, throughout this Bible, there is story after story of men and women, some rich, some poor, some fishers, some carpenters, some kings, some prophets, preachers, apostles. Just begin to think of the names, Abraham, Moses, Noah. Think of their voice. Think of what they stood for in their day. Esther, Samson, Job, David, Elijah, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Jonah, Jeremiah, Samaritan woman. Think of those voices. Peter, Stephen, John the Revelator, Paul, James. I remember some voices in Acts. They begin to ask, men and brethren, what must we do? Peter stood, said unto them, repent, be baptized. You've got to repent. You've got to confess with your voice, Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. The biggest problem that ministry and churches face today, besides the lack of reverence, respect, it's a lack of conviction. Ooh. We come to church. We want to clap, have beautiful music. But we got to fear God. And I fear Him. And I'm here to tell you this morning, I do not want to go to hell. And I don't want anybody I come in contact, my worst enemy, I don't want them to go to hell. I want to make it to heaven. And whatever it takes to get there is what I want to do. Our children are watching. Our teenagers are watching. This is your generation. This is my generation. And say it with me, my voice matters. Tell somebody of the good news of Jesus this week. When God pricks your heart in a service, don't shut Him out. Listen to Him. Say, God, here I am. God, forgive me. Wash me. Paul said, I die daily. It's a daily relationship with God. You know what happens to statues? Pastor was talking about his message, stature, and some people are statues. My mind always, when he's preaching and feeding me, other messages begin to come in my mind. But you know the main thing a statue does as a little boy, I figured this out. It's a good place for birds to go to the restroom. That's a fact. So don't become a statue. Get yourself moving and grooving for Jesus Christ. Tell somebody about Jesus with that voice. That voice. We cannot expect one or two or five people to make this church grow. Unless He builds the church, they that labor, labor in vain. But it takes laborers. We have to labor. We have to use our voice and invite somebody. I have invited a man here since the day I got here. Actually, a week after I was here. And I've been promised every time I've seen him and talked to him, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. He hasn't come yet. Have I thought about him in good light sometimes? Yeah, in bad light sometimes? Yeah, he might be a little bit of a fibber. But I'm just going to keep believing and taking it that he's going to come. I can't expect somebody that has lived the way he's lived for 47 years to all of a sudden just about face without God intervening and filling them full of the Holy Ghost. But we got to get them here. That takes a voice. I have a voice. Say it, I have a voice, and my voice matters. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glad to be home. All church choir, Wednesday night, 6:30. Bible study, Tuesday night, 7:30. Gravity, 7:15. Bring somebody to the house of God. If you are going to the eating tonight at Cracker Barrel, there's a sign-up sheet in the back. Could you please put your name on it so we kind of have an idea of who's coming and how many? If you get there and we're just going to get our own tables, we can do that. But just put your name back there for us. That's at 5:30 tonight at Cracker Barrel. God bless you. Use your voice this week. Amen? Amen. Tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. Greet each other in the fear of the Lord. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. God bless you.